State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Here is a fact not many people know. In the decade between 2003 to 2013, no other state cut its spending on college scholarships as much as Michigan. It's not just that the state of Michigan had the largest cut in scholarship funding from 2003 to 2013. Michigan was one of only six states nationwide that reduced funding at all during that time period. But Michigan cut the most, and it wasn't even close. The state-by-state comparison comes from a little-noticed annual report released by the National Association of State Student Grant and Aid Programs. The reason behind Michigan's cut is well known.
Hi, this is Governor Jennifer Granholm. Promises should be kept, not broken. It's time for the Michigan Senate to take action and keep the Michigan promise.
It was 2009. In an intense budget year, Republicans in the state Senate stripped funding for Michigan's biggest scholarship program, the Michigan Promise. It represented a $140 million item in the state budget at a time when the state was running out of money.
It is really hard to describe how quickly the budget picture was tanking.
This is a voice you might recognize, my colleague Rick Pluta, who covers Lansing for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick's covered the Capitol longer than almost anyone, so I asked him to take me back to what was happening in state government during the budget negotiations of 2009.
The state's revenue picture was worsening so quickly, it was almost impossible to be too pessimistic.
So, Senate Republicans stripped the funding for the Michigan Promise. Democrats argued against it, but Rick says because the budget picture was so bad and getting worse, they didn't really have much of an alternative. In the end, legislators approved a somewhat unusual but non-binding amendment that stated, quote, "It is the intent of the legislature that if the economy improves and additional state revenue is available, one of the foremost priorities for the expenditure of additional revenue in the higher education budget will be to fund the provisions of the Michigan Promise Grant Act." And now, here we are, almost 6 years later, revenues to the state have started ticking up. Governor Snyder has launched new spending programs, such as an expansion of preschool, and now a plan that could raise extra money for roads. But restoring the Michigan Promise is not on the table. Should it be?
I wouldn't recommend that they simply resurrect the Promise scholarships.
Donald Heller is dean of Michigan State University's School of Education. As a researcher, he spent a lot of his career evaluating higher education funding, particularly scholarship programs.
You know, the literature is very clear that the best way to try to address the financial needs of students is through targeted scholarship programs that are based on financial need.
The Michigan Promise was not targeted at just the students who would have trouble affording college. It was what's known as a merit-based program. Anyone who met the academic requirements could get the scholarship. And Heller says that's not the way to get the most bang for the buck when spending public dollars.
So, you know, the argument I've used in the past is it makes no sense from an economic and from an equity perspective for the state of Michigan to give a scholarship to Governor Snyder's child, because Governor Snyder's children are going to be going to college anyway, most likely, and they don't need a subsidy from the state of Michigan.
In the state of Georgia, for example, Heller says research shows about 90% of kids who benefited from its merit-based program would have gone to college anyway. So Heller says if Michigan decides to get back in the game of funding scholarships, it should look at a more targeted approach so that the money only goes to students who really need it. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.
Thank you.